John Walker of the Walker Brothers, a very good afternoon to you.
Well, it's good morning for me.
I guess
good afternoon to you.
Whereabouts are you at the moment, then?
Los Angeles.
Oh, what's the weather like there, then?
Well, actually, you're not going to believe this, but it's overcast.
Oh, well, same as us, then.
That's a wonderful sight.
You've had a bit of a rough time in Los Angeles recently, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, the fires have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
A lot of friends of mine have had to been evacuated. Quite a few of them have lost their homes. My wife's brother had had a cabin up in the mountains. That's gone. It's been pretty. It actually gets very scary when these fires get going, because you know it's basically just a desert here, and you know when those fires start, it is really just terrifying sight.
Yeah, I bet. I think getting back to normal yet or not?
To a degree. But a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of homeless people right now, you know, and they're going to have to. There's a couple areas that got hit really, really hard, and so you know, I mean, people have to find alternative accommodation and decide whether they're rebuilding or what are they going to do, because they don't have a place to live.
Must be terrible. Yeah. Now I want to talk about, and you're coming over to here, over to Britain very soon on a special tour.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to talk about that in a moment. I've just got some travel news coming in that we need to put out, and then I'll come back to you, John, all right?
Okay.
Cheers. Well, we still have John Walker on the line from Los Angeles, and last time I saw you, John, was at the Royal Concert Hall here in Nottingham, in one of those big 60s extravaganzas.
A Silver 60s tour, right?
That's it, the Silver 50s tour.
Yeah, those are fun.
It was very good. It was a very good tour. But I think this time you want to be more intimate with your audience.
Yeah, we're going to play, if I'm not mistaken, we're at the Palace Theatre, Newark, which is near you.
Correct? Yep.
Yep. That's going to be on the 16th. And it's a smaller venue. You know, those big tours go out to, you know, the sort of 2,000 seaters, as it were, and, you know, just bigger places, and what we've done on this tour, it's like a little mini tour. Most of the places I'm playing are smaller theaters. You know, I think maybe capacities are like 500 or something or less.
What prompted that then?
I think probably we just wanted to do it, and we, you know, I was talking with my manager, and I said. He said, do you fancy just, he said, I'd like, you know, management always has some very interesting ideas. And he said, you know, he said, I would like to see, you know, what the reaction is to you and, you know, just working in a smaller place.
Yeah.
I'd like to see how that would work out. And, you know, and I'm one of those nothing ventured, nothing gained. So off we go. And, you know, I said, sure, why not? You know.
Well, this is, of course, in a sense, not new territory for you, because when you were the Walker Brothers, of course, when you wanted to try it, once you got together, you came to Britain to sort of launch yourselves, didn't you?
That's true. Actually, it is. You know, we didn't realize what was going to happen, but you know, we just came over and started. Basically, when we first came to Great Britain, we didn't play. I think we played every ballroom and dance hall there was. You know, I remember particularly in Manchester, there was a place called the Oasis Club, and I think that only held maybe 150 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we just played places like that until sort of people got to know us a little bit. And, then,
and of course, you had that wonderful. They use the word gimmicks, not a good word, but you deliberately grew your hair, didn't you?
Well,
to be this new boy band.
Well, we weren't going to be. I don't think we were a boy band. we actually had long hair to start with. But I mean, the point was, you know, because we were all Hollywood guys. So you know, I mean, the people in California, pretty much most of the guys in Hollywood, pretty well had long hair. But you know, it was kind of. I didn't think England would work out for us, personally, because I thought, you know, we're singing ballads in the middle of this beat revolution, and this is never going to happen in a million years. Of course, that I proved very wrong, so, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah.
So well, there you have it.
We're very happy that you're coming to Newark on Friday the 16th of November, John.
I'd like to mention that I've got a Christmas CD that's going to be released at the same time I'm doing this tour. It's called Songs of Christmas and Inspiration, which is kind of pretty. And
well, I look forward that hasn't come to us yet, that particular CD. But
that's because they're still manufacturing it as we speak. And I'm sure that somebody will send you something to play, a track off that. It's got some traditional Christmas songs on it. Mm-hmm. It's also got some traditional songs. Well, they're not really traditional. They're songs of inspiration. And some of the songs people I don't believe have heard. And they're favorites of mine. I've known them for years. I used to sing a couple of these when I was a kid in a choir. So, you know, it was kind of interesting to go back and revisit that and actually record them.
John, we look forward to your appearance at Newark on the 16th. And I'll definitely be there. I'll pop up and say hello, all right?
Great. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. John Walker, speaking from Los Angeles, soon to arrive in Nottinghamshire. In a couple of weeks' time, to be precise.